Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody sent us a license plate. If you drive a Rogue in Nebraska somewhere.
A Nissan Rogue?
It's a Nissan Rogue.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the vehicle there. No, number one, RDHD.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Looks like there's a lot of stuff hanging from the rearview mirror, so it's got to be a chick. They always have way too much stuff hanging from the rearview mirror. Right.
I'm going to assume they mean redhead, but
nope, that's not
how I'm taking
that's
it.
Not, I didn't even think about that, puss. I didn't even think about red till you said red.
Oh, yeah.
I thought road.
Does it start with road?
That's what my brain thought first, and then I went, oh, they probably mean redhead.
Somebody should have told this redhead it meant road to everybody else in the car. Everybody else driving behind her.
They're wondering why everybody's speeding up, looking inside.
Yeah, it's a girl. You could tell she's got longer hair on the back. You can't really tell if she's a redhead, but I'm sure she is, because you're right, Puts. That's exactly what that means to her.
Yeah.
And not to everybody else behind her.
No, no,
no. This guy took a picture of her and sent it to us.
Those of us with broken brains look at that and go, oh, good for you.
Or just those of us.
Yeah.
I really didn't
think the word red until you said it, Puss. That's
looking
me,
at
though.
The passenger seat, and then the head disappears.
No, this is a girl driving it.
I know.
So, but if you get in the car with her, maybe that's going to happen, yeah. Man, you got to actually share that with somebody that's got a sick brain, which is most people, and say, what do you think of this license plate? What, road? Does that mean road? HD? I guess I could say road.
It'd be kind of difficult for a woman to receive a roadie.
No, she's good at it. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking,
she's
but I'm
number
not
one
trying to think
it.
If a woman has ever had a roadie.
I mean,
it's tough to get down in there.
Yeah, it'd be tough. Yeah.
I suppose it would be possible.
The alignment would be an issue.
Digitally, you can.
Someone has done it. Right. But I don't recall that being in. No,
and it's number one road.
Don't think I've ever given.
No,
it's road. It's roadhead.
I give her credit for trying to be more creative than just, you know, Bob and Jan on their license plate or something.
Roadhead. Right,
but that's. You got to find your dirtiest minded friend. Run it past them before you put in the application.
What state is
that? I'm sure
that?
If our friends,
Nebraska.
If our friends had any sense of humor, be like, I'm going to get this license plate. Be like, okay, haha.
She wanted redhead, but every possible combination of red has been taken out in this state.
Yeah.
Somebody's. I hope you're a listener, you know.
Yeah. Or some listener knows that person.
If they listen, they might see that could be construed as road instead of red.
If they'd listen, you're right.
Yeah, but they probably had that.
She's listening to the mom station right now, just driving along.
A long time.
Guys are driving by, just checking her out.
She showed it to her friends. Look, I got a new vanity plate. Like, oh, that's nice.
Her husband listens, and his response is, I told her, and she wouldn't listen.
You had email?
No. I'm just saying her husband is probably a listener of ours. Yeah. And he might have tried to say.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Right. You can actually say that.
What?
I know you blamed him, but you can say that.
Did you? Yeah, I figured if I was referring to the hair, like the red.
You were fine, Nick. I think that's fine saying that. We're not talking about the act. You know?
No, we're talking about the thing on top of your neck.
Right.
Yeah.
Bush just throws his hands up in the air.
No, I think you're fine with that. I mean, but we all know what we're talking about here, but still, you can say it. I mean, it's not illegal. We're not saying, give me one, you know.
I just don't like those times when Jim pops in the door looking at me going, Jim, you should have.
Yeah, Jim yells at you. Fine. I get it. Jim does yell at you. You're right. Good point. So if you're that woman, you know, did you think about the word not RD means something else than red?
Apparently not.
Everybody else did. That's why our listeners sent it to us. You know,
if you thought about it, you don't end up with the plate.
You know, probably not.
You knew what the HD stood for.
Yeah. Head. Yeah. HD is head. Yeah, or high definition. One of the two. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, fast food news for Nick. Did you read the marketing campaign they're doing in the Netherlands
for
McDonald's? A quirky marketing campaign has been unleashed in somewhere in the Netherlands.
She's a quirky girl.
A series of blank yellow and red billboards in the Netherlands don't even carry the McDonald's Golden Arches logo, but the marketing creatives behind the campaign, well, it smells. Smells like French fries.
Really? So you have to scratch and sniff it, or just smells when you're driving down the road? You smell it.
The prints say appear to be empty at first glance, but as passersby approach within 5 meters, they are greeted with the distinct aroma of McDonald's French fries coming from inside the billboard. I don't know.
That's pretty incredible
how they manipulate that.
I guess they blow out French fry smell from behind it somehow.
Yeah, they were strategically placed within 650 feet of some of its restaurants.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the restaurant smell like French fries?
What if they do that for strip clubs? You know.
And I want to know how they produce.
I smell tuna, by the way.
The smell like
here.
That. It's got to be like the scratch and sniff technology, don't you think?
Well, I don't know how they do that, but I do know of places in this town where there's, you know, little like food court restaurants inside larger stores.
Yes.
And they will, no doubt, pipe the smell of fresh hot bread out into the area right in front of the store.
Yeah, they could have.
Right in front of where you have to walk to, and you go, oh, yeah, a sandwich does smell pretty good right now. I think I will have one.
Yeah, but this is a billboard. You know,
but you're driving
made
past
smell
it.
Like fries. It's not the actual
byproduct
emanating from the restaurant. You know, you do that when you buy, you'll go buy a bakery, a bread store, big bread warehouse. That smells good. Sometimes you go buy Krispy Kreme when they're making the donuts and you can smell that.
Yeah.
Burger King smell, but it's really good.
Right.
The flame broil.
Go by barbecue restaurants. You can sometimes smell that depending upon which way the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I did
time.
See,
yeah.
I didn't even know they were doing this. I saw a commercial for it yesterday. It looks like Wendy's has little Cinnabons now.
Oh, Nick, man, you got to get another podcast. You've been lazy on that, haven't you? Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So each billboard has a side compartment for holding fries and a ventilation system built to intensify and diffuse the scent. So somebody's got to reload the billboard
over and over? They got to go up there and put some fries in there?
You know, it's a
every
foreign
so
country.
Often.
I guess.
I'm sure it's a clean. What's the country again?
It's the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah. They know what they're doing there. Yeah. That's one of the happiest places on earth, those kind of places. So, yeah, that's probably why.
And this is just going to make them happier.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Each of these billboards.
Now the air just smells like fries.
Yeah. Each of these billboards is only about 650 feet from an actual location. So, yeah, somebody from the restaurant's got to go out there every so often and reload the billboard with fries.
Yeah, it's not like
a wasted
billboard.
Fries, though, too,
right.
Man.
On an interstate.
Yeah. How many birds freak out?
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. If the fry, there must be a lid when they throw it down in there. Because there's no way they can just leave open fries hanging in some container.
No, I think they like
a thousand birds would come in there and just eat the hell out of it.
There's compartments on the sides, they say, where they put the fries in and they probably close it up.
But, oh, no, guys would climb
up
there.
But how many squirrels? Who's all, everything's on that billboard.
To get the free fries. Right. Yeah, I wonder what kind of animals it attracts.
All of them.
It looks like it's in a pretty urban
it's
area.
It's French
so.
Fries. Yeah, it's got to be an urban area, right through town. So, I mean, I'm sure you can walk past it too, Puss.
Oh, that this is it's at street level. I mean, it's all foot traffic.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, this is like on a sidewalk, you know, plaza area.
Yeah, it's not interstate billboards.
No,
like you'd think. Just little advertising signs that look like they're in an area where there's a lot of foot traffic.
Well, if you're going to do that, foot traffic, why not just do what the teriyaki place at the mall food court does? Just have somebody out there with a little platter of fries and people can grab a couple fries as they walk by.
That's a good point.
You just put them inside a box and be like, you can smell these fries we're wasting.
Or the old lady force feeding you a cracker at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You want a cracker, some cheese? Well, yes.
I wonder if they don't take, you know, like.
Of course I do.
Of course I do.
I wonder if they don't take, like,
I
the fries.
Past all those places. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The ones that have sat under the heat lamp for so long and they've deemed that they're not good enough to serve anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder if they take those out and put
the
them
same
in the billboard.
Smell, just
they're
going to
lose some of their smell.
So they don't waste any.
Right. Yeah. Because I know there's certain time limits on some of that stuff under the heat lamp where they just decide
so, right?
They won't sell it anymore. Okay, well, these are billboard fries now. Mm-hmm.
billboard fries.
Well, you know.
I know, you're right. That's a good, maybe
these
the
are ones we're going to go load the billboard.
My suggested reels on Facebook have gotten to the point where it just shows people making McDonald's at McDonald's.
That's it now.
I think I could work there. Like, not everything, but I could put together a Big Mac and McDouble. I see what they're doing.
I see what they're doing.
Well, you have restaurant experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, theirs is different, though. It's a big press for the grill. They put salt and pepper on the burgers after they're done.
But I think in order to make that job mentally stimulating, you got to sell hallucinogens through the drive-thru window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they might not hire you, Nick, since you broadcast out loud that you sold acid through the drive-thru at Runza.
They would hire me because I'd be like, oh, can I do this for an hour?
Yeah. I got to get rid of some acid.
Yeah.
What'd you do when you worked at Runza? Did you make all that stuff? Did you roll the
runs?
Did you roll the runs? Are they pre-made?
I wasn't trusted to do that.
Okay.
That was early in the morning. I would work in the kitchen or up front of the window and stuff. I've been that, done that.
Did you have a hat? Did they have hats back in the day? The old
a paper
fast
hat?
Food hats?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Or a hat? What was minimum wage at the time? I assume they were paying you minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't good.
It's never good.
Yeah, it's probably about the same that it is now.
It was $4.65, I think, when I started working.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? That's so ridiculous, you know. It hasn't gone much up either, for that matter. No.
No, hey, it certainly hasn't.
That's a starter job.
It hasn't kept pace.
Real job.
Yeah, the federal one.
By the time I was a night manager at the end of high school, I was making 5.25.
All right. And slipping off scaffolding because of all the grease and the chicken on your hands, right?
I didn't have to cook
about
that.
Eight stories with Puss, by the way, and they're all true.
And you did not find broasting mentally stimulating?
No, not at all.
If you drove past a broasting billboard right now, what would you do, Puss?
Heave
still?
It doesn't elicit that response, but it doesn't make me hungry. It has the exact
opposite.
Why?
Because, I mean, I delivered pizza literally for maybe 2.5 months in college, Domino's. And anytime I have a full pizza in the car, driving somewhere. Say, you go pick up a pizza.
You flash back?
I flash back. I didn't hate the job. I just love the smell of pizza in a car because of that bit. I'd smell pizza in the car all the time. I know the Brochure chicken's different than pizza because pizza I could eat every day. But what was it about Brochure chicken that makes you? Because that smells good, doesn't it?
I think it was just it was four solid years of it.
Yeah, that could have been it. Yeah,
and I also was the one guy who knew how to. Like you have
the grease tray.
Yeah, you gotta pump the grease through the thing and scrape out all the stuff out of the bottom. And then like once a week you had to.
So you saw how they were made, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you had to drain that thing and put boiling water in it and
you
clean it out.
Just delivering buckets of chicken, you might not be as scarred if you were just doing that, like Tyler was doing. He wasn't. Behind the scenes.
I had the whole process. We took it from the buckets in the raw chicken, breaded it, put it in there, cooked it, served it.
You know, I know medicine's better now, but did everybody have zits at that place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every high school kid had zits at that place even more, I'm sure, man.
Well, we had the exhaust fan over the top of the thing.
Right.
But every night you left and your clothes just reeked of that. You couldn't get away from that smell.
Is that little guest, that's still there?
No, that store has closed.
There used to be the grocery store, right? The town grocery store?
Yeah, the grocery store.
They take an axe to it, knock it down.
No, it just closed a couple of years ago.
Smell more than any other sense will flash you back.
Yeah, it does.
There are more memories.
Most time it's good. It's a good thing.
That are evoked by smell than anything you might see or hear.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think it was just the length of time and the inescapability of that smell that has just ruined me for fried chicken, basically.
Old zit pushback there, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if you're knee deep in the grease, I could see where that would scar you.
And I mean,
especially cleaning it out.
Is it a bad thing that I don't want to have fried chicken? I mean, it's probably, in the long run, it's probably a good thing.
In the long run, it's a good thing.
But at a picnic or something, like, I don't have it often, but whenever it's around, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is amazing.
Oh, I just had that sandwich the other day. I'm thinking of, I'm like you, Nick. I keep thinking about it, man.
Doesn't count.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah. Like a crispy chicken sandwich, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, that's fried too, isn't it, basically?
But actual, like, chicken leg or
the old-fashioned chicken.
Just ordering fried chicken like that, I got no desire.
In the studio now.
Yes.
Aaron Weber and Zach Peterson will be in the studio. Excuse me, Zach Townsend.
Townsend.
Zach Townsend.
Got a lot of Zachs lately.
A lot of Zachs, a lot of Tylers. There's too many of them. All right. Zach Townsend will be in the studio. They're both at the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha. Nixon Council Bluffs.
Yes, tonight, Maggie Mays, 8 p.m.
And if you're planning ahead, our Wichita fans out there are going to go see Nick. Where you at?
He'll be at Vorshays May 23rd through the 25th, VorshaysComedy.com.
All right, come on back. Number One Road. Give us a call.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.